Gemeroi Ratoi Vela Odam. The next, what is the great Toyo for the man? Shineni Maske Vela Maki Ratoi Voro Be Esi Aldisai. The man does not recognize the goodness which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him at the time when he was born. He's not born fully alert and sophisticated and knowledgeable. That's the great, the next big toive. We are middle, have so much middle of analyzing and listing a list of the great wisdom, Chochmah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put into the man. And one of the big toive which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for the man, that man is not aware, he does not understand what is good for him, what is bad for him, at the time when he was born. If an infant or a little baby would be fully aware intellectually what is good, what is bad, what is happening to him, Yakir Yisran bin Odan Olav, and he would have known to what the people, the older people, what is their advantage over him, the way they conduct their life, how fastly they move. The cleanliness. And he would see the baby how helpless he is. He would have died in a dog of a yoga. With a great worry. He would have couldn't have taken it. In other words, a little infant, imagine a grown up man who collapses, falls becomes a vegetable in every part except his brain works. One of the most suffering part of this man is, if the brain works, everything works, like he's got a stroke. Is as much as hurts the fact that he can't move, he can't do anything, is the fact that he realizes he's a vegetable. And he sees everyone else moving around and see what he is. Now, a little child, one of the big tevis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a little child in his growing process is not aware of his disadvantage over a developed man. Because he would have fully, if his intellect would be fully developed, he would have developed such a complex, he would be so depressed, seeing his disadvantage over other people, he just would die from the brave dagger, from so much worry, he could have never taken it. In a Kodesh Baruch Hu is always opening up the intellect of the person, is always developing the intellect of the person only to the extent the person can take it. He will never open up the intellect of the person more than the person can. And as the child grows, and it's very beautiful, you will see, as we in our growth pattern, as we start taking things on our own, we develop, only then we get the recognition of our advantage and disadvantage to use it as a goal and as a motive that we should work harder. When are we getting jealous? When are we getting in a race with other people trying to compete? When we have the capability of doing it, but as long as we are not capable yet of accomplishing anything, because Bach keeps us threaded in a certain darkness, you don't understand. You should be happy. Therefore, children are very happy. They're very satisfied with themselves. It's also with the Rav Chochma, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the balance. And the same thing, not only with infants, the same thing is also in Yerushalayim, in Avodas Hashem, in our adult growth stage. We are all little babies in other areas. We still now, in this stage of the game, we still at this second, we are babies in other areas. In Avodas Hashem, in a certain maturity in recognizing what we are and who we are, and to look up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and in areas where we are capable of becoming what we should become, there we see things. In order to be heard, to see how far are you, and to pick up competition, and to see how do people move. But in area where we totally remove, we are little babies, little children. Therefore, it's not a contradiction when we do see sometimes grown up, developed men in Torah, they could speak in certain areas babyish and childish, especially in our generation of today. One of the most hurty things which hurts. One of the most hurting things which hurt us today. And you could see vast public of beautiful Jews, Torah Jews, Hasidic Jews, and advanced people in every respect. And supposedly they know how to learn, they know Hasidus, and they know. And they're speaking as children, as little baby children, as kindergarten children. In a certain age, they're so immature, they're such a babies. And it hurts to see. In the other hand, I just look at the Chovei Sevov and said, it's one of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Och they would have been, and our public would see what I see. They would collapse. Because then they would realize we're vegetables. We are vegetables. We are survivors of the biggest tragedies of the world's existence. Of that vast majority of Jews has been grown of survivors of Holocaust. This is physical and spiritual. And all of a sudden, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes us up as individuals without leadership, with no leadership whatsoever. And Kodesh Baruch Hu somehow guides us through and develops us and brings sips in Torah, sips in this, but and we're growing. Now we're growing. We are the baby of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the infancy. I see this is the Am Yisrael, which is in the stage of infancy of the Moshiach HaMashiach. It's a new type of Am Yisrael. It's a new Am Yisrael. I'm giving you a revolutionary thought, a total revolutionary thought. And this is based on the Meral, that the Meral says when they said Yisrael Echmina, let him come, but I don't want to see him, is because says the Meral, because Rabbi Yochanan and Ila said, let Mashiach come, we don't want to be there. And as Rav Dessler understands it, he says the change of Mashiach's times, Yiddishkeit of Mashiach's times, will be to such an extent different than everything which we picked up till now. It's been such a chidush that the Be'erchen Uno said, as much Torah and Kedusha we had developed and accumulated and grown in Torah's Moshe, which we received from Sinai, no way are we ready and capable of feeling to make this connection into Torah's HaMashiach, into the times of Mashiach. We will be like infants. So let it come, we will not, I don't want to be there. We can't be there, we're not taking the responsibility of being there. That's the pshat of the Meral says, let Mashiach come, but we do not. Now imagine who is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the Patashef of Yitzitzel, was the Rebbe of Rebbeim. Chamisha Talmidim Hu Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was the Rebbe. Chanina Medoyse was the Baal Moifas, was the Tzadik, and Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe. And that great Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, let Mashiach come, but I don't want to be there because I'm not taking responsibility. No matter how much I have, I have nothing. That means it's a new birth. It's called Chevelish, is a birth. Now, what is a birth? Because the little infant comes out to the mother's womb. Yes, a minute before he learned the Kol HaTorah Kula. It was wonderful, but he doesn't know anything. Am Yisrael will be like that. He learned Kol HaTorah Kula. It's Sinai. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But when it comes to Moshe HaMashiach, when it comes to Mashiach, these are like little infants. And infants, the ikus of the Mashiach, the chaylik of, I'm taking down the beautiful Bechina of the Chovei Sevov, says the way he takes a physical child and sees the chesed of Hashem, and I'm comparing it now to Klal, so we go through the same stages of development, and let's see the chesed, as our little babies have, and infants have, how this chesed is being applied to our generation of today. The Doira Mashiach, the generation before Mashiach, which is the one who will already connected into the Torah's Mashiach, which is a no chiddush, which has no discussions, without little infants. And therefore we see this phenomena that you see great Jews and great people and they could talk like babies in certain areas. It's not because they don't know, they don't understand, they know Gvaldik, they know the Torah which they learned, the Torah Sinai, which we developed all along. But Yisrael Echmira, that means the total disconnection between the old Torah, which is the same Torah, but it's a new Gila, a certain new revelation, a certain new insight, which is the insight of Mashiach. And the more you remember of the past, the less you know in the future. This Yisrael Echmira. You don't see it, you can't make the connection. Chilas Tzimoch and Rikoven, the beginning of growth, recovered. First you have to decay. You can't pick up the new until you total the old does not decay. And you come to, therefore you could speak childishly and you could see events, be there and be excited and not to know what you see. Since I fall into this trap, which I always fall in, so forgive me. Let me give you an illustration of last week. We all experience the Siyum HaShas, Baruch Hashem, okay? There's 22,000 Jews gathered from all segments of Jews. The biggest Talmid HaChacham to beginners of beginners of Baal Shuvahs, to women, everything. We were together at Madison Square Garden. And it was the Siyum HaShas, the ninth Siyum HaShas. And you were there. No. Okay, if anyone was there, now there's two. I heard already, I tell you three reflections necessarily say how, three ways how to interpret the same Mashal. I'm speaking every night, so I'm interpreting. There's the superficial way of looking at it. Gewaldig is what kind of Kiddush Hashem? Ah, so many Jews together inside Mashas. Look at the Oy Benon. Look at the how do you call the stage, the dais. Look at the dais. Ah, so many Tamid Chachomim. So many. You look at the dais. How great this is. Look at the speeches. How wonderful it is. This woman. That's a very simple person. Sees only what he sees with his eyes. It's a big dais. A lot of Jews. A lot of speeches. Beautiful chazan, Moshe Rachman, remember the 6 million kedoshim. That's a very superficial way. Then was the second statement. Those who remember the previous years, remember 10, 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, the days is what looked then. And the first thing strikes, look at the days, Nebuch. Look who sits there. It's one of the most heartbreaking things to see the days of today's time. There's no days. There's no. Not Chassidim to take away the credit of those people who sit up there. They're just as they belong the days and compared to we are sitting in the public. But the one who remembers what it used to look, I saw 35 years ago there, so the Knesset Agdol and Toshin Yudalet, who was sitting there. Speeches, Nebuch. I mean, we sat up for 3 hours. We heard. There's nothing I could say over. Yeah, we heard nice things, but there's nothing. Nothing earth-shattering, nothing. I heard this and this was said, so and so and so. There's nothing, one thing which you could give over, excitedly, unfortunately. Yeah, it's going to be written up, and there's nothing maybe the one statement from Shimon Schwab was beautiful, Hadlach Tenoikas, but again, it's not earth-shattering, it's not something which you used to hear from the Baden, or you used to hear from great people. It says, Nebuchadnezzar, it says, this Mashiach's door. He will see the Nebuch. He will see the total dissolution. He will see the total. Then there's a third way of looking at it, and not many people see it. This is the infancy. We are infants. We participate in such a beautiful big events, and you take it two extreme ways. One is gewaldig. You get inspired to it. Look how beautiful. But you look at the chitzoinis, look at the speeches, look at the dais, look at the 22,000 people. It's beautiful. The other one is total dissolution. Those who remember the past, totally broken. Nebuch, how we look. And let me give you a new interpretation, the way I see it. And then I look at it in different. So I take, number one, what was the complaint? There's no deus. You know why there's no deus? And Mashiach is, there's no deus. Mashiach comes, the Gemara says, also Kodesh Baruch Hu lasses mochen. Kodesh Baruch Hu will make a mochen, will make a round, like the arena. But Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be in the center. There's no deus. Mi Melech HaKovad. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaKovad. And who the deus is? Everyone. There's no Oibenon. There's no sages. Look who's sitting there. That's who is sitting there. 22,000 sages are sitting there. You are the sage. You are the one who, after 2,000 years of Golos and after the survival of the Holocaust, and you come there, either you learned the Daf HaYomi, and you had the Sogah to be Mashlem as a Shas, either you learned partially, either you respect those who learn Torah, you give Kavod HaTorah, and today's time, look where you sit. And this is not you. There's no speeches. But in Sina there was no speeches. In Sina I heard Hashem speaking. So everyone is quiet. Hashem is speaking. I heard a gewaldig speech over there. You know what speech I heard over there? I heard 22,000 Jews answering on Yisgadal V'Yisgadal Shmeirabo.
Everybody says that.
I said there was a siddur. The siddur was not taken away. Right. The siddur is as original as ever it was. But even in the davening, there's other levels of people where I overheard the next day in the shul. One got inspired saying Shema Yisrael 22. Gewaldig. Lochanama. But very few people realize what has been said over there. Davening with 22,000 Jews and Minchen and Meir is gewaldig. Saying Shema Yisrael is gewaldig. But what is the most gewaldig? You know what the most gewaldig is? That it was said, Yisgadal v'Yisgadal, she should be great and should be sanctified, Shmei the name, Rabbo, great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'almudi v'chulis in the world here, in the world to come. This is the whole function of the Bria, and this is Melech HaMashiach, Malo Orez Eres Hashem, that Shmei Rabbo, the name of Hashem, should become Rabbo, should be great on the whole world, Ebu Shayikiru v'yede kol yoshu seva, the whole world should recognize. Our conflict with the world is, Esav and Yaakov's conflict is, where Esav takes this Olam Hazeh and materializes it, and it shows the world is only as good as you might, as you must. There is no Hashem. And therefore, Esav demonstrates him his message, Vididami the Esav, the hands in the hand of Esav. Esav only show the hand. Look at the muscles. I am I. Koichava Oitzim Yodi. Yaakov opposes Esav, who you are nothing. Koichava Yaakov. If Yaakov wants to show hands, as unfortunately our lost Jews want to show hands and muscles and arms, and depending on him, if even a Jew just lifts his hand, Rosh Olam Sakaseh, Rosh, why do you try even to hit a Jew? If you just lift your head, you didn't hit a Jew, you were already a Rosh. Why is such a Rosh? Because the Yaakov is only Koichava Yaakov, only voice, you learn Torah. Davening, Tfilin Yaakov. And this is an ongoing competition since Esav and Yaakov. And when will Mashiach come? When Yaakov has proven the Kol Kol Yaakov and the bankruptcy of Edami de Esav, that he's lost total respect of Edami de Esav. This is going to be the final thing. Now, there was, if you want, I'm telling you something, that if God forbid there should be a war between America and Russia, a war, and let's say America won, America conquered Russia, how would you don't know what does mean and government occupying enemy territory? What means occupation? Winning doesn't mean that we go and we conquer and we take possession of the whole Russia. That takes years to accomplish. When had we conquered Russia? When we conquered the Kremlin, went into Moscow and went into the pit, into the boy, let's call it in Hebrew, in the Kremlin, and we took possession of the epitome what Russia represents. And we took control over the Kremlin. The minute they took over the Kremlin, they done Notzach. We won. Now, until this filters down to every village, to every city, and we take every authority, and we have everything to ourselves, that takes time. But nobody would say, listen, America won. That was a capitulation. The capitulation was the minute went in Kremlin. What is the Kremlin? What is the White House of Esav in this world? Madison Square Garden. Where the champion is the one who beats somebody out, who is the wrestler, the boxer. But I was telling to go into the Madison Square Garden, and this was only the first time in my life to go in there. And I saw the guy, the wrestler, there was a picture of the wrestler. So the British like, Esau shows me his hands, his fist, and he's the champion. He's the champion. Just the epitome of the diamond, the Esau. And he, 22,000 Jews, this as a significant number, walks in on all segments, Jews from all over the country, all types of Jews, Baal Shuas in advance of Tavid Chacham, men and women, to give Kovod L'Torah, the Kol Kol Yaakov, the thief for the last 7 years, and we make a Sima Sham in Times Square. And we say, after Sima Sham, Yisgadav Yisgadash, when the Hashem's name should be great in Times Square. And everyone answers, the Gvali Omer, Yehei Shmei Rabu Mevorach, the name, Shem Yud Kei, Rabu, should be great, should be filtered in, into the Kremlin, into the White House of the Esav, into the Bidim of the Esav, the Kol Kol Yaakov, with such a Soiris. We won. We conquered the world. This is Mashiach. Mashiach is here. We conquered it. It's going to take years until it's going to filter down to every little corner of the world. This is a revolution of thought, the revolution of thinking, which unfortunately, very, very few people, almost none, I'm embarrassed to say, that are not aware of it. That there is a concept which we were told is totally new to us. But I have a clear moral on this. Perek Lamed Zayin in Netzach Yisroel. That Mashiach does not come at once. Mashiach is here. The Maral says, "Kesher Yovel Mashiach, Mashiach will come, and he's going to be already in the world. You're going to see Mashiach. However, he's not yet going to be a Melech al Kol Olam Kul. He's not going to be king of the whole world. But he's here. His presence is here. When is he here? When is Melech Mashiach? Mashiach means we conquered Esav. This, I tell you, this picture which was the same Mashiach, was showed you the Ikvus of Mashiach, the heel of Mashiach, was already the beginning of Mashiach, which is fullest beauty, that we conquer the world. If we could say in Times Square, Omen Heshmerabel, this is a symbol of the Esav, Yaakov spoke up, and this is based on nothing more, not droshes, not speeches, not philosophy, this is Shas, Torah Shebal Pei, the Torah Shebal Mekiva, and we made the Siyam there, and the Kalal Shoyne, Lochus Bochelion, Mister Shebal Oilom Habo, and Kaddish in Omen Heshmerabel's answer to that, we made the Scholes of Shas, and we done Meir there, we Kabbal Omach Shemaim there, we done Notzach, we won. Now, until this, as the Maral says, until Mashiach is going to be recognized by the whole world, there's going to be a lot of wars, and there's going to be a lot of gang-ups. Goyim Morgan going to gang up against him, going to be fought, and Mashiach Yosef is dying, and Mashiach Ben David will revive him. And there's a whole, the whole Arichah there. But this is, now, you could see, I'll show you one event, and it could be interpreted trick, the three ways could be interpreted. Two ways is the old style, and one way you must have a total insight, a total and new understanding, which your grandfather doesn't know what you're talking about, not even your father, and most of the people of today which still are breathing the past Hashkofe can't recognize, can't see that. The most old people can't see this. And this exactly, that's exactly what it says, that the Gemara said that when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, the Ezra Sefer built the second Beis HaMikdash, the old people were crying. The Skedim says, oi, they were crying because they still remember the first Beis HaMikdash. They were crying because this is, and the young people, they were jubilating. Look, we have a Beis HaMikdash we built. There was excitement. The same thing when we, on the beginning of building of the third Beis HaMikdash, when we are seeing such a picture, we see the beginning of Mashiach. We see that we went into the Kremlin and we put up the flag of Torah. We went into the Grand, and it's still there. Today they're still wrestling. Baruch Hashem, let them wrestle. But when the New York Times brings down the picture and people know how to read them, says, if this is past, and who are they? Those are survivors of Holocaust, survivors of American Holocaust. Those are survivors. Just like we raise the flag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Elokim Eloh Milvado, when people said Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokim, Shem Echad, and said Omen Eish Merab in the crematoriums, in the gas chambers, when it was a total physical annihilation of the Jewish people, and we still declared Shem Elokim Eloh Milvado, but we didn't sort further. The same thing in the spiritual gas chamber, which is the maximum of the destruction of this knowledge, is the Madison Square Garden. This has been raised. This is now the old generation, which most of today's Yidden are still breathing. The old generation, we still remember the Torah Messina, which is the first, second Beis HaMikdash. And when we look at the scene, we see the beginning of structuring the third Beis HaMikdash, declaration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elohim. They cry, look, where is our dais, where is our speeches, where is our this, where is that? But the young ones who see the youth, you see the beginning of the new era, which is totally different, they're jubilating. Look, Baruch Hashem, look what you see. Now, the more you're going to see it, the more you're going to get excited about it, the more you're going to bridge it and use the past for the future and throw away all this external straitjacket or dressings and cosmetics of the past, which was nothing more than a supportive system for the old system. And don't let yourself, you had grown into a new thing, just unload and start pick up the Mashiach's time thing. The new one, they are excited. I'm a new one. You're seeing the thing, a new event, which was a new Kiddush Hashem. This is what. But you see the other people, most of the people, look at it, beautiful speeches, a little dais, the little infants. And if Hashem would let them open up to see what's really going on, they would go crazy. This is the chesed with the Chovei Sevor says, the infant is not, Hashem is only opening up knowledge in maturity to the extent you're capable of knowing. Now, in order to see this new picture, the new Mashiach, and see the positiveness in this picture, and to be excited over it, at the same time you see other people crying over it, or other people are rejoicing it for the wrong reason. The worst are those who rejoice, are very proud of it, but for the right reasons, very childishly. Look, Baruch Hashem, we have still Gedoyim, and Baruch Hashem, we have this. If you compare it to the past, it's a tragedy, it's a Tisha B'Av. But they're rejoicing in it. And you could see one event being looked in three ways. In order to see it the right way, you have to be in advance. You have to know what your function is in this earth. Our function is Amzitzati Tilosi Saperi, to bring Tilos Hashem, to bring down a Kodesh Bokhan every good day for you are in business, for in America, therefore are where you are to be Mekar Hashem Shemaim. And today when you say Omen Eish Merava is that you want to be Mekar Hashem Mekabal, that today you're going out to the business world, you want to be Mekar Hashem Shemaim Berabim at all times. This is the reason why you're doing it. And you're making the Kavanah. So all of a sudden you begin an opportunity that you're being led in the first time in your life to Madison Square Garden, and you don't know why, to be Mechaber Sotoy, to say over there, Omen Eish Merava. You know, that was the most emotional moment of my life, saying Omen Eish Merava, Madison Square Garden, with 22,000 Jews, on a Kaddish, is Gadol Kash Merava, which you said on the Siyum Hashas. This is unbelievable. This is the most, and on what you say Kaddish, how many people say Kaddish, a unity of many people, all types of people, and where you say the Kaddish. You say the Kaddish in the Kremlin, in the White House, or the Spitz. And usually the Kremlin White House race goes on in Madison Square Garden. We take the champions in all the world. This is the race between animal and man, the circuses, and between boxing, wrestling, champions for Russia, champions for here. That's the might, the Koich of the Oitzim, the Daimi, the Esav, is being conquered by Kol Yankov. But we have to be able to see it. Now, those people who don't see it, those people who don't recognize it, obviously, if the time didn't come, they should be able to digest it. If a person does not work on it, a person does not hear, and a person's role in life is not to conquer his little world where you go to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim, when you see such a thing, you don't know how to eat them. So if this should be opened up and you are nowhere yet, it will be total devastation. So if people speak like little children, because Baruch Hu does not give them the maturity only as they grow. The more you grow, the more you see. So insight and maturity comes with your effort, with your growth pattern. And it's a chesed Hashem. So I could see now, apart, the people don't understand what's going on. It's a great positive. People will know what's going on. How far they were, they go crazy. They're gonna die from a review. But look, like a beautiful thing is happening. I don't even react. They're reacting for the wrong reason. Okay. One of the things that you see, the great wonders of Hashem, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the child cries. But the child has a great advantage, great benefit from his crying. As doctors say, when a little baby cries, there's a lot of moisture in the brain of a child. And as the child, if the lecho should remain there, if the moisture should remain there, this would create very bad effects. But and the crying dissolves that moisture from their brain, they're being saved. There's nothing should happen. And I mean, there shouldn't be a flood in the brain. They should be able to clear the brain. So sometimes the accumulation of frozen moisture, the crying melts it away. This is one of the other chesed of Hashem. And then further, Meroy Chanoi Savoy Sal Odam, and then the great Chanoi Chena Pakurba, a man is who Machlev Hashinov Zachazu. He changes his teeth. He has the first set of teeth, the second set of teeth. Shlemona Machoel Kol Meit Smichas Mashnofem. In order, he should not lose the ability to chew. You see, when Hashem gives us the teeth and they grow, and then you need a second set, he doesn't do it at once. Imagine Chas Hashem, you lose all your teeth, and then you have to wait until the second set of teeth, and then, you know, Hashem does one by one. One goes, one comes. It takes the rose. It's chesed. And then you see a little child goes through measles and chicken pox, goes all kind of, and you look at it, you want they should become sick as they are little babies, because then you take it, because it's not healthy to become really so sick at the time when you're getting old. You should know the world, nothing should be taken away from him. And all those things Hashem wants you to grow out, you should see the world. In order, you shouldn't be just passive. Don't be like a horse or a ferret, like a, what is a ferret in English?
A mule.
A mule. Anyway, which a horse, a mule, is very powerful, running, showing off, advancing, aggressive, but without understanding. He doesn't know where he runs. He could run to his death. When people are aggressively progressing in the materialistic life, they're like horses, like mules, with big strength, with big honor. A horse is running. But Eindhoven doesn't understand where you're running into. You're running into your trap, you're running into your grave, you're running into your destruction. If a person who goes on living with his full power aggressively, without using his intellect and put a little insight what you're doing, you're running like a horse. And after that, you should put in his heart this tackle, and you should look him at the Elis every Gifo. That's one of the beginnings. Look the values and the advantage of every avenue in your goof, of every organ in your body. And the way Kodesh Baruch Hu had prepared them, every one of them, to have beautiful advantageous way. For instance, Hayadayim lekachas velosays. Hashem gave you a hand in order to take and give. Hareglayim lelechas, gave you feet to go. Enayim liros, eyes to see. Oznayim lishmoya, ears to hear. V'aflo horeach, and the nose to smell, v'loshon ledaber, and the tongue to speak, v'pelech, and the mouth to eat, v'shinayim lilois, and the teeth to chew. V'stom chalavashel, gave you the stomach to cook the food. V'kovid lezaki kamozen, gave you the liver to filter the food. V'simpoinois lehoitza mesores, and it gave you the kidneys and the things to separate the urine from the healthy part, from the blood part. You should be able to dispose of your excessive liquid or excessive feces food. Vakisim l'sablan, the storage places which is being stored there. And then the Halev gave you a heart, which is Mishkan Achoim, which is the center of the warmness, Hativi, of the warmness of the life. Imabu Achaim, which is the source of life of the blood, Ramoyach, and then he gave it the intellect, which is Mishkan HaKoichas HaRuchaniyim, which is the dwelling place of your neshama, of the spiritual part of a person, Mabuya Hergish Shoyrish Atzavim, which is the well of emotion and the root of nerves. The nerve system is in the brain. Then Varechem Lekayim Sazera, the womb in a mother, which holds the sperm and to develop a child. V'chein Shar Every Guf, all the every other organs of a man, if you take every individual one and analyze them, and to see the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the advantage HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put in every detail, there's not one organ you could learn and research and get inspired all your lifetime. Forget about every one of them. And every one of them, the smallest one of them. We know much less than the amount which we see. As much we recognize the advantage in the Chochmah which you have in every organ, that much more there is yet which you didn't even conquered, that we've even yet not recognized. There's so much beauty, so much chokhmah in everything, that as much as you know, you still don't, you didn't scratch the surface yet. If we can also tell, you will see Pu'ulas HaTeva, the natural, the way nature takes its course in this life, the nature, how the nature works in the body. Let me explain a minute, as you look into the Gia Mozanerov, see how the food enters into the body, how the body is dispersing the energy of the food, alcohol, chelik mechelik aguf, and every part of the chelik aguf gets his spot. Everyone gets his vitamin A, B, C, D, looks so beautifully screened and beautifully distributed to every part. The bones get the vitamin A, and the blood gets the vitamin C, and so on. Every part gets his part of this one food which was eaten. You will see Simone Chochmah, the sign of Chochmah, Shazores Oysala, Hoydas Laboy, which the more you're going to see the Simone Chochmah, that's going to motive you, Lohoidas Laboy, that you have acknowledged you created Lashakma, you have to praise Hashem. You see that somebody has to be taken, given credit for this. It's, you can't just give it for, it just happens like that. Kumash Omar Dover Shulak Dover Merov says, Kolat Smoisai Tomano, all my bones, all my organism, Tomano, they're declaring to say, Hashem Yichomoycho, Hashem, who is like you? What does Kolat Smoisai Tomano? It means, In kolat, not with all my. It's also true the pshat. Kolat smoisa tamano. I should declare micho moich Hashem with all my bones. I mean, you should be a participant. Every part of your body should participate in tefillah in saying micho moich Hashem. That's the simple pshat. But according to Chaim Yisrael, which says pshat, kolat smoisa. Every part of my atzomois, every part of my existence in me, look into. To the point that you could get so inspired to mana that you should declare Michomer Hashem. Just look at one part of you at some, it's like one part of organism, look at you, and to mana, you automatically have to come to the declaration Michomer Hashem, he's like you Hashem. It's both Pshotim is true. Every part of your life has significance in evidence of the wisdom of Hashem that you could declare Michomer Hashem, and therefore, all your body together should sing out Micho Moich Hashem, because everyone is a testimony. Bipsori Erzi Elokai, for my flesh, for my body, I see my God in every part of your body. So usually when we have something missing, something doesn't work exactly the way we want, we're so busy complaining on that one part which does not work that we ignore all the other 612 parts. One little thing, you have a toothache or something like that, well, you complain if it hurts you a little even more than you're getting ready angry on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's it called? Now, Elochit is opposite. Elochit could be almost the matzah in a vegetable. It doesn't know anything. It could do one function, one tnuah, one thing you could think. You could just think, you could just breathe. And it's Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Kolatz Moisad. Whatever I have, Tomano Micho Moich Hashem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're healthy, you have to use every part of it. Every part, Micho Moich Hashem. And look further, Shamach Elohei Lechel Abed, we see the food that goes into the belly, El Te'olam Uchenes, and goes into a valley, Al Kaba Yosher, which goes into the pipeline, to the straight line, in Ba'ikum, that there's no curvatures. La'ibus, we are Veshet, the Veshet, which is the pipeline which brings down the food, because Chas V'Shalom there will be some curvature, some food is going to get stuck there, you could choke. See, his stomach is grinding this food and digests them in grounds, and even better, but you seed had grounded. And then he sends off the liquid of the digested food with small pipes, he sends them into the liver, noigim bintayim, and they're still touching each other and they've been cooked there. And husmukam asneres lamod, they're putting like filters, like little filters, millions of little filters in the liver, which filters them. Before it gets into the liver, it's being filtered through this little pipeline in order that no thickness should come into the liver, which would block, and it will be like a fun object in the liver. And then the liver comes and takes that food and transforms it into ledam, into blood. So the liver produces blood from the food. Then the liver goes to chalkei haguf. And then from the other side of the liver, and the blood is being produced, it spreads it out to the other part of the body. Mishalchein sends him out al kol chalokom in all his parts, b'se'olos mechonis lezeh, b'toros mechonis lamayim, like little irrigation lines, pipelines. T'olos means irrigation lines. If you know, when farmers have this irrigation pits which carries water. So is it flowing the blood to Mishalch mishenisha min apsoilos, and those rejected parts of the blood, it sends him atoros mechonis lamayim in the other pipelines, which is prepared for them where it should be rejected. Mashu min amoro Haduma, those which is the Moro Haduma, the, how do you call the Moro Haduma in English? No, Moro means the
gallbladder.
Hoylech al kisa Moro goes into the pocket of the gallbladder. Imashmina Moro Shchoy, which is the black gallbladder. Hoylech it goes el atchoyl. Imashmina Lecho Varoitev, this is the liquid. Hoylech el reo goes into the lung. Imashmina Tamtu Saddam. Yelech al shalpuchis. It's all different organisms. And by the way, remember, all these things he said 1,000 years ago. I don't think you will find today a medical book dating back 1,000 years who so beautifully evaluated and analyzed the human, the biological, human, the physical structure as the Chavis HaBobos. Go through the most ancient medical book and show me such an x-ray like a modern doctor of today. He's illustrating you details which I don't think, no way, it was available with knowledge, with such a knowledge. You will find any secular medical book. I mean, I'm speaking from ignorance, I don't know it. But I don't think that yet 300, 400 years ago, is such a detailed explanation as the Chavis HaBobos explains 1,000 years ago. Where did he know? He wasn't a doctor. You could be sure that he wasn't a doctor. He knows it from Torah. That's this Chazal, this Riyah HaKodesh. Everything has been gifted by Hashem. That's where the Rambam became a doctor. The Rambam took it out even the Maaser. But those days, every sage had it. You see, in the Minu B'tochen of the Chazon Ish also, it brings, almost duplicates, also beautifully, the same Bechina on a man. He gets inspired by the structure of a man, of a nurse, of a little finger, of everything the way the Chazon Ish puts it on. You could see he never picked up a medical book in his life. This is the Das Torah, which the seed from Torah, you see, because the Torah and man is one, and the world is one. And the one who knows Torah thoroughly knows the system of the world thoroughly, knows the biological part of the person's life, because we all come from Torah. Stakel b'raisa, borei olamai. A man is an oilam kotna, a man is a small world, but the world is an offtake of Torah. And the more you know the Torah in the inside, you know the world in the outside. It's one picture. So it says, b'nei nochi, look in my brother, b'chokhma saboire, in the great wisdom of Kodesh Baruch Hu, by Kovis Gefecho, the way he structured your group. And put this organism, everyone in the space, should be able to tolerate all the rejection which is still accumulated in your body. It shouldn't spread out. See, the body also has a certain ability to hold and to possess certain non-desirable things, and it shouldn't be, and it controls it. Like you have a certain, inflammation somewhere, strep throat. It's a big chesed to have a strep throat. It means a certain bacteria got into your system, and instead of letting it spread in the whole system, it gets cultivated one area, and all of a sudden you have the throat hurts you, go to a doctor, and feel, oh, look what happened to me, strep that you have to take for 10 days, antibiotic. It's the biggest chesed, because if God forbid this strep would have gone into your system, you wouldn't feel it. At the time Chas Hashem feel it, it's beyond cure. It's poisoned all your blood system. So therefore all these rejected items goes into an isolated thing. It makes you sour, makes you a problem. But this is the biggest chesed because Baruch gave you. Okay, let's see. Acha can't explain it. We stop right here because she has to start. Sorry, I went off the Chavis Avogas into the Madison Square Garden, but I felt...
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Comparison, like, in the previous generation, like before, you were talking about the days you saw years ago.
Yeah.
Would the same thing have been said about those days as the years, as the generations
no.
before that?
No. There's a total... That's what I very say. There was obviously a deterioration, there was changes, but there was always an extension of the past in the level. It's like this was measured in the same yardstick, in the same measurement stick, but we had a lot, now we have a little. Today it's totally not the same, it's totally not the same people.
You see who the Rosh Hashiva is after that?
It's totally different elements, it's totally different. Look who is talking, nothing, it's drug driver. Come here. It's nothing in common, and nothing is, we have nothing in common.
That's the biggest chutzpah, if I should talk like that, that's the biggest chutzpah of this generation.
Continuing with Shabbat Rishmaya and Daf Kuf Tev Zayin. Shara Pchina. Daf Kuf Tev Zayin from the fifth line on top. Baruch HaKel is Boinen, then we have to look in B'tchinas, the structure Klei HaKoil, the voice structure, the Motzoy Dibur, the way the voice comes out, and the way the words is being explained. Kuf Tezayin. Hakone, the pipeline, Novuf, which is, how do you call it, pipeline, it's not a pipe, which is pierced through. Novuf, Loitzoes Hakon. Just like how do you call it?
A tube,
which should bring out the tongue. Maloshim the tongue, vasusaim the lips, vashinaim the teeth, lechitucho isis atamim, in order to cut the letters and the tunes. I mean, voice is one thing, but if you can't formulate them, and all these accessories, in order to bring out the letters, the way it should be expressed, which is the tongue and the lips and the tooth. And also at the same time, when you need the lips and the tongue and teeth, in order to express words, in order to be able to express letters, at the same time it also has other multitude uses. Ha'avir, the same tube which brings out the voice, is also being used, goes to the lung with the same tube which actually using it for the voice. Veloshin and the tongue which you use to talk, litam boy matam, at the same time tastes the food. Yes boy im ze ezer lahavina machava mishte, and also the tongue also helps you to bring down the liquid and the food. The shinaim lilo samachon, and the tooth you need in order to digest, to grind the food. Sosaim la'akeva mishter, you need the lips to hold back the liquid. It shouldn't come in too fast into your mouth. In order the input should exactly in the exact measurement, it shouldn't suffocate you. And also all the other organisms, the benefit that you get. Some of them we know, it's obvious. Some of them we don't know. Medicine till today, the more they research, the more they find out in depth to what extent every organ is helpful somehow, in some way, for the whole body system of the man. And then look into Ochi, my brother, then look into the senses, the gravitation, which is called the four powers, which is in the body. And what those four powers is affecting the man in his works. One is HaKoyach HaMoyshech, the one who pulls, who gravitates. The man gravitates to himself. He HaMekabel HaMacho, the one who is the goof, the body which is accepting the food that you give into. HaMagiyoy, and it reaches and brings him Alit Stamcho, to the inner intestines. That's one power. One power is the man is accepting the food and brings him down to intestines, brings him down to his stomach. And then the other power is Hamachzik. He holds it there. The Choyre food is a foreign object. You see, you can't put in anything that you want in your inside. you force yourself in some spoiled food, something which is not good for your body, you immediately reject, immediately you can't hold it. So the fact that the food knows what food to keep in you, what food not to keep in, this is the koyach hamachzik, the power of holding the food in you, also is a gift. It holds the food in you until nature takes its course and digests the food. Then comes the koyach hamvashel. Then comes the power in the body which cooks the food, which cultivates the food to the point, brings it to a certain temperature in digestion. So hamvashel, he cooks it, takes out the clear part of the food, freedom of soil, separates them from the rejection part, ability which is not good, and the good part of the food, he takes it out and he sends it into the body. In the rejected part of food, is rejecting the excessive thing. When it goes to the feces and the urine is being rejected, is being sent off after it has been all taken, abstracted, all the positive part of the food. How these forces, which you just, only these four forces, which has to do with food, the one you want to eat, and by the way, you want to eat exactly what is good for you. Sometimes little children, they carve for salt. Means they need salt, the body needs salt. All of a sudden they want salt, eat salt. Some will carve, eat a little from the wall, plaster. They need a certain acid, they need a certain power. The children, the man's carving, they carve to certain, what? Craving. Man is craving to certain food. The cravingness is the koyach hamoshech, that you crave after something which your body at this moment needs. Then the koyach hamachzik, then you take in the food and it holds. Then comes koyach hamavashel, comes a bit of koyach which digests the food and separates the good part, takes it out and sends it into the body where it belongs. Then comes koyach hadoicha, and then he takes the part which is not good, he rejects it. See how this koyachos has been deposited in the guf l'shamash oyser to serve the guf v'mashiyesh b'takonoso, which is to the advantage, the tikkun of the guf. V'hu k'chatzar ha-melech, the body works and is compared just like the big garden of a king, shiyesh b'avodim, it's even p'kidim al-beisa, which they servants, everyone is put instead, established on his house. One of them is the manager, which sees that all the servants should receive their payments, they should be able to function, pocket change. The second one is set, has been designated the kabel, the second one will receive from the first one and he's going to bring him into the house. The pocket change, the third one is being put, he separates them and then distributes them between the others. The pocket revealed the fourth one, the chabad mashiach is to clean up yourself in the gavz nichlotzim emenes. You see that these four elements are just like avodim, servants who take care in the garden of a king. So it's also these four elements in the body which we said before, the koyach hamoshech, koyach hamachzik, koyach hamavashel, koyach hadoicha, like the four servants who are taking care beautifully on a man's body. In all of this is instilled by the Chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the man. And unfortunately we know, if Chas Hashem, one little thing just goes wrong, one little thing, and just if the kidney stops working, and people have to go twice a week, three times a week having this, I call it the dialysis, what kind of machinery, what kind of thing, you know, already doing something, what is a kidney? Nothing. Well, nothing. What is a kidney? You need aspirations, you need machinery, and a man, with all those things, how do you keep the man alive, but he's not functioning, all the things beautifully instilled in this man. And then think the koichos ha-nefesh, the koichos of the man's nefesh, and komoisam, where it is mitaros ha-odam, which all is to benefit the man. Kemachshova, let's think the system of thinking, what's it called, and memory, ashikha, and forgetfulness, it's also a beautiful gift, the way the memory and forgetfulness goes together. Both of them is needed, because Achim would be able to remember everything. But you know exactly what to forget. We only forget things which is positive, which is good to forget. For boishes, the shameless, the men are embarrassed, which is also a gift. For seichel, the intellect, the talk, Tira, you would see Miyachsalodam Eir Amidas. One of them should miss, which we just mentioned, Machshov, Zikor, and Shik Chaboish. One of them should miss, then Hazikor Levad. If a man should only miss one thing, shouldn't remember. How will he go on living? Become absent of whatever. How much damage it was causing? B'chol Yonah, all these things. Kashinai Rizoich, when he doesn't remember, Mashiach Shlavar, yes, Mashiach Shlavar, which he hasn't remembered. If a man wouldn't remember what he has, what he possesses, what he took, what he gave, what he saw, what he heard, that he told, what's been told of, well, Yiske shouldn't remember, Mishayeto, we did good for him, Mishayeto, we did bad for him, Mishahilo, helped him, Mishaziko, damaged him. Member should not remember. It doesn't know his way home. And thinks which he goes every day. We see those people sick. The memory system does not work. How embarrassing it is. He talks to you, looks at his, who are you? He looks to his son, he asks him 100 times, who are you? What's your name? Oh yeah, what's your name? Oh, every 2 minutes. And he repeats 20 times because he doesn't remember a minute before he just said it. A total unfunctioning man. But he's called Chochma Yegeba Kolyomot. He will never remember Chochma. He's even learned the whole life in it. But then he saw him. He cannot be experienced in it. No test, nothing could be experienced with. But he's called Dover B'Masha Ova. He will never compare and weigh something which went untrue by Masha Osiliyaz Mashiya, which will be, there's no you can't compare things. Achikorev Lispashet Me'anoishes is really being stripped from humanity. A man without memory is almost dehuman. He's Lispashet, like he gets unclothed, like he's totally being undressed. Me'anoishes, from humanity. Ois mensch. This is the benefit of Zikoran. See, look at the man, what's he there if he wouldn't remember. Now, Mitael is a Shikra. Let's see how much the benefit of man is the fact that he forgets. Now, take the contradictive part, the opposite of Shikra. Now, the man has to remember. Now, imagine if man always remembers, everything he remembers. There's nothing that you could ever forget. If he wouldn't have the meat of Shikra, what would then be? Kilulak Shikra, if he wouldn't forget, the man could not exist, shouldn't be depressed. But he told the man, Shum Dovah Nisim Chosoylam. The Torah demands shum davar. No simcha of the world would chase away sadness. It would always be sad, and no simcha ever could chase away the sadness. For in a hene would never enjoy the mashum sameach. Anyone who rejoices simcha shuzoicha pigadim always remembers the hurt which is in the world. It will never be hopeful, never be optimistic. Will never will hope for any menucha. The mikveh from hoping. He will never regret anything. He will never, because the regretment is that a new system comes into you that you remember what you have done and therefore you're doing good. But this man who doesn't forget anything, he always remembers. He could never really reshift his life. Says, I'm going to fail again. We do daily tshuva. We would always remember how many times we did tshuva, how many times we promised, and we failed again. So he would be embarrassed to do tshuva again. Baruch Hashem, we forget what we went through in the past. He would always remember our weaknesses, how repetitious we are. You never would give yourself a chance. Comes in Kippur again, comes in things again. So, well, who are you kidding? But Baruch Hashem, but when it comes to Kippur, we forget what we said last time. So the Shikha helps us that we should enthusiastically always start a new life. But if the past would be just as memorable as it is today, as it was presently, you could never open up your mind and say, you could never be misalem, you could never that because you remember it. So you have to forget certain things in order to have a new fresh start. Harasiri could see Echusa Bodam as Ikorama Shikha and Asiya Kutbohu had instilled in man these two contradictive elements. One end is Zikora and memory, the other end Shikha forgetting. They're totally opposite and contradicting one for each other. But in Kol Zoyes, Kutbohu had given both of them in a man, which is only to the benefit of the man. It has to be in the real proportion, the real measurement, to remember exactly this and forget exactly this, and chassidish, one of them would miss, the man wouldn't be a man. And who to talk if it would exchange? If you would remember what you have to forget, you would forget what you have to remember, it would be a total devastation. Because the man must have both. And chassidish, when he remembers what he should forget, he forgets what he should remember, it would be a total. V'achaken eftem choshoy ben drinking b'midas haboishes. Look what the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has instilled in man the nature of shame. Hashiyichet v'odom, which a man is specialized in it, because no animal has that. For instance, zikon and shikcha, even the animal also has. Every animal has a certain level of zikon of memory in instinct, and shikcha and forgetfulness, the same thing. It's a structure which is needed in the animalistic body too. But boishes, embarrassment, shame, is only shiyichet ba'odam. It's a specialty only for men. That's already, by the way, busher has to do with seichel, has to do with the intellect, has to do with the neshama. Ma godle maloso, to what extent is beautiful and great, is the advantage of being of shamefulness. Shamefulness, Rav said boishes. Rabo Ta'alto, to what extent beautiful is his value, Vetakonoso, which corrects a man, puts the man in the right track. Vilule he, if the man would have not possessed busher, you would never take in a guest. How many things we do, not because you really want to do, because he's embarrassed, he can't say no. A man comes, can you give me food, can I sleep with you? And you really don't want. It's against your nature. But the busher balances of, you have to take him. Let me calm you, Dobar. You will never keep your word. Sometimes when you promise something, so you wouldn't keep your word. You, because the man basically is structured to be a bad man. A bad man. The Adam Per Adam Ayula. The man is created a selfish, wild little animal. And you want to work on your midas. And one of the tools which helps you to work on the midas in the early stage is very important, busher. So a man basically. Achon ve'a person who hasn't got busha, like then he could never work on his midas in his youth. Of course, unfortunately, when you get older and older, you didn't work on your midas, you get rid of your busha. You have to work, and you find you're not embarrassed of anyone. If anyone wants to see that, it's the most ugliest, most hurting part to see when you visit old people going to the nursing home. And my daughter just told me, she analyzed, my wife, they all get out to the nursing home. And I tell my daughters, go visit the old ladies. You live in the biggest misses. And you see, look at 96-year-old lady. And look at this lady. And you learn Mr. How to behave now. Because what you're doing, what you're working with your life now, that's the way Me'at Hashem is going to look at you. Hashem gives it to us 200 years. Now, you see the ladies, they're old, very old. And then they absolutely have no resistance. They have no front. They can't act. An old person does not act. A young person always acts. We always act. We never show on the outside what we are, because that's the busher. Busher is the part of acting of a person. You're embarrassed to show your inside. And some people are very polite, very nice, and really in structure, they're really rotten. Really rotten. Now you have to work on yourself. So young people, when you're in society, you only see the front, you never see the inside, unless you really work with the inside, and you have uprooted the inside, you convert to them. Now when you get old, as old as you get, this outside acting part, the busher disappears. He couldn't care what you think about him. And the real person comes out. And we want to see a person, how he works on himself in the youth, look at him in the old. In the old, all these busher, you used to be the old politicians, the old statesmen, world statesmen. It's known things. I'm mentioning names like Churchill, like De Gaulle, like Ben-Gurion. You couldn't stand in the Dalai Lama when they were old. They were so cruel to the closest people. They couldn't. It's a known thing. They were the unbearable people. And here they were the big statesmen. All of this was a big front. Everything was a big act. They never worked on their mirrors in the inside. At the same time, look at the Ben Torah. Look at the Yiras Shemayim. Look at the person who worked on his Torah. The older they get, the more beautiful. They have the same mitochon, the same kindness, the same ahava. They're not cynical. But old people, because and then you see the nature came out. The old look equal. That's his busher. That's the front. But you need this busher in order to work with yourself. The question is: are you acting because of busher, or are you working to uproot your midas because of busher? Because here's the chilek: when you have busher for the outside, busher is not necessarily for the second person. Busher is only for yourself too. Busher only for yourself too, because people could change the being what they are. And the biggest te'elus in busha is, in embarrassment, is when you have busha of yourself. And rather, I always say, I rather embarrass other people And I read it not going to be ashamed for other people. I couldn't care what other person would say, but I don't want to embarrass myself. I used to be shit to me. It's a very, because that really reads you inside mirror. For instance, there's a person, which every person has, as a matter of fact, it's happened to be my mirror. In my basic nature, is not chesed. I'm not about chesed. That's my nature. In nature, I am not about chesed. I'm nothing but to be embarrassed of. Actually, I was born with it. There's some people, they're natural Baal Chesed. And there's people in nature, they're not Baal Chesed. They have to work to become Baal Chesed. How does it manifest? How does it come out? Where do you see the difference? Now, it comes out, a natural Baal Chesed is when you drive a car and you see a person walks by, walking. You can't go by without stopping to pick up the guy. That's in nature. You can see a man walk, so why shouldn't you pick him up? Why should I not pick up you? It's chesed. I, the opposite. My nature is not to stop. He walks, let him walk. What do you want? I have no time for you. I'm busy with myself. I'm hurrying, always walking. You don't pick him up. It's a nature, you can't help it. Then, when you pass by, then all of a sudden says, what did you do? You could have been mekayem a mitzvah. You could have mekayem a mitzvah chesed. Aren't you embarrassed of yourself? What are you? You're animal. I mean, you have a guy walking. You're going anyway this way. How come you don't stop? And you get embarrassed to yourself, not to the person. You don't even know the person. You get embarrassed to yourself. The person thinks that you hurry, you worry, that you have to go somewhere, whatever. And then you make a U-turn after a mile because you're embarrassed, and you went and you pick him up. So what happened here? Here happened that you took the gift of Busha which Hashem gave you. It's not that you embarrassed of somebody else. Not. You embarrassed of yourself, and you broke your midah of not being a Baal Chesed, and you came back, and then you pick him up, and says, "I'm sorry, you know, and you pick him up. Happened to you? Hope that you didn't notice you when you went by before, and if you did notice, then you tell him that you have to look something very important and attend to come back. Whatever, what can you do? You're embarrassed again, but you pick him up. Did once, twice, three times. That busha make all of a sudden converts him to become a Baal Chesed. Now, when you get old, when you had worked with this busha, when you're old, you also become a Baal Chesed because it becomes your real second nature because you really worked against you. Then it comes out how much had you worked in life. And every old person you could see, if you see, Zikne Amaratzim, Azot Nam Oris, Kozma Shemaskins, all the data mistapshasarem, you become more fools, you're ridiculous. Why? Because the real one comes out. Zikne Amaratzim, Kozmashkin, Data Misyashasim, the real settled. Because all this investment which you had invested in your mirrors, there you see the structure of the mirrors, how it has been refined when you're getting old. But the truth to that is always Busha, and Busha is not necessary for somebody else. Busha for your own self, to be embarrassed for your own self. And if people wouldn't be embarrassed, like Mikhaim, they would never fulfill what they promised, like Malam Mishal, they will never fulfill any request, like Goyim Chesed, they wouldn't be Goyim Chesed. They wouldn't be Goyim Chesed, you see, because people in nature, they are selfish. And the other proof that is, little children. See, little children, you could say how cruel they are, how brutal they are, they are chzorim. Because they have not yet the senses of being embarrassed, so they have no busha. So a little child has no busha, the real child comes out. You could see a child very. They wouldn't go away from something bad. Many things of Torah things we do only because we are embarrassed. Because most people, they wouldn't honor their parents. They wouldn't be ashamed. Of course, they wouldn't be Muhammad somebody else. Well, the Meshivan Aveda never would give back anything. When they know him Aveda, they wouldn't be hold back for Aveda, they wouldn't be Busha. If anyone which would do these ugly things, which you mentioned, when does a person do these ugly things? He'll take off the clothes of embarrassment. They're not even embarrassed anymore. They don't know how to be ashamed. Real balavera, real ugly balmidas is after when he undresses the levush of bush which HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed him. He doesn't know aval, doesn't know what shame is. Some people, they know what the avla is, and they don't mind doing the avla. They're pretty rotten, but they have boishes, but they don't even know what boishes is anymore. And therefore, b'shvikus in the Mashiach, chutz peyazga. You know, the idea for chutzpah is that this busha will be taken away. And why is it so? Let's take it positively. Because no more acting. All genuine, before Mashiach will come, they're all going to have to become genuine. They all have to become genuine. We have to look genuinely. And therefore embarrassment has been taken, chutzpah has been instilled to fight busha. At least now we know genuinely who we are. We express ourselves very freely. The professor talks out what he wants to talk out, and in politics and people and person, you know, you know who you are. We talk very openly. Day to day is also one of the things which is different. The way we express ourselves, you could see that today's leadership, if there is such a thing, there isn't leadership. But if today's talk, if you want to be effective to a person, you have to speak openly. No double talk, you know, don't cover up anything. Say it out. Say it very clearly out. In the old generation, you have to say, you have to little about it, you have to this, you have to... It's two styles. You see, the people from the old generation, the old Musa talk, the old thing, they talk differently. They express themselves differently. Because it wasn't... But today when it's chutzpah yazge, you have to use the chutzpah de gedusha too. You have to speak chutzpah when you talk out truth, you have to be original. And there's no formality, take it that way. Formality is addressing. And there we used to be bushes with the ksus of bushes, with the coding of... So the formality was an important part. It was the chedek of the positiveness of the busha-digger part. But today that we totally undressed with from the busha. We have chutzpah. But when it comes to wanting still Torah, you still want to be nice and formal. You know, double talking. You know, you mean this, you say one thing and try to protect everyone. What's the sense? We're anyway chutzpah-dig. Chutzpah yazge. Might as well use this element of chutzpah today positively. So say it. Let you understand no two ways about it. Somebody gets hurt, I'm sorry. We live all in such a way that we hear everything each other. Everyone is expressing themselves to the outmost. In any way, it's a brutal world. It's a chutzpah world. Let's use it in Torah that your person too. We have to change. Nothing has to be. Of course, we have to need the klolim of Torah, blah, the schools, and so on and so forth. Fine. But you have to be very open, specific, clear, then it works and it's effective. Because you can't take the style of talk and the style of addressing a point of the previous time when Bush and formality and respect was a very important part of behavior, of man's behavior, also underneath. It had not touched it, but it was an important part when the world respected each other in such a way. But today, in such an open world, we just have to, use the same method in Torah too, how to revolutionize our way of medicine, thinking, and Ashkofa, and everything the same way. You can't have the old style in today's style.
And there's danger of becoming totally chutzpahdik.
We did anyhow. It has to be chutzpah. It has to be Azaz de Gdusha. It's the Azaz de Gdusha.
So it's like...
You can't help it.
But it's like Kasbalev too, but it has to be under control. You're acting...
But you know what the control... Torah, Aloch is control... No question, you... In other words, said once Pshat, which I think it's amazing of Pshat, the most Shmoyles HaKlolos Kilo Mishai Novi had cursed Yisrael with 18 curses. Lo Nizkar Radata, he didn't cool off, like he didn't satiate himself with the curse which he wanted to hurt you. Cursed the Jewish people, Atsha Omar, until he gave the final curse, Yirvu Nar... It's okay. This is one of the simonim is going to be before Mashiach will come. Yirvu nar bezoken, that the youth will storm the old elders. They're going to knock over the elders. The youth is going to dominate. Like what is happening today? The youth is dominating. Leadership will be in the youth's hand. Then this karadata. So I think the Mashiach or Rashi that brings down this karad. That was the last klola. So he finished the 18 klolas. Now settled. No, he finished his therapies. Finished his messages. But the other pshat is, when he saw the last generation, and he saw that this hippie movement, the 70s, the 60s, the anti-establishment uprise, rebellion, and it's Yirvu Nar Bezoken, and this filters in even to the Torah world, to us too, but in a positive way. The whole tshuva movement is one of the biggest chutzpah digger. There was never such a chutzpah. There's never such a chutzpah. Take an old sage from the old generation, which is still alive. He can't swallow till today. He just can't swallow till today. I mean, you have to... All of a sudden, I don't know if you could appreciate. You know what does it mean? You take a guy with long hairs and just put a yarmulke on his head. and just ate this morning ham and eggs and coffee with cream, and set him down, and take him into your house and limit him Gemara. You know how much guts you need to that. How much this is. It's a lot of revolution here. It's a lot of revolution. And if you wouldn't have this element of Yir Ben Abba Zoken by the Goyim in the negative way, we use the Yir Ben Abba Zoken in a positive way. And unfortunately, the way I speak, I'm not speaking chutzpah, but the way I'm expressing a Torah viewpoint, which my old Rebbeim would never express. But why? Because you see, you have no choice. You have no choice. Nothing hits home anymore. The formality, the nice way of talking, the nice patting on the pad of the old style of Musa Shmuzin doesn't reach a person. If you don't talk to him dugri into the point, it doesn't penetrate. It doesn't get the message. He gets the message, but he repeats also with formalities. You don't have, so we all become formal. In world, we're decaying, we're rattling away. Nothing doing. You have to open up. So you have to. You live in today's time. You're into this. So the decays, the deterioration of the Am Yisrael, and he was cursing it. But he couldn't get, it couldn't calm down until he saw the final claw, Yir Ben Abba Zoken. He said the youth will storm the elders, but it's going to be a positive, it's going to be a chutzpah thing, but we're going to come back. This is called Azad Yidusha. So all this simonim, everything is, every claw has a broken himself. So this is the how. So today's time, by the way, the first halach is Shulchan Aruch starts.
Yeah,
that's the first.
You
ask Kanover, you should be strong, you should be Kanover. Of course, you have to control yourself. You should ask for him to Gehenim. You have to, you could go to Gehenim too. So, but if you take the Klolim, now the big revolution which comes, talk of Lashon Hara today. It's a beautiful thing. It's also Chutzpah. If I may express myself, the Chofetz Chaim Sefer against Lashon Hara is also Chutzpah. You know, Chofetz Chaim had opposition. Had opposition when he came out to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim against Lashon Hara from big people. He says, he discovered the new Torah. But you make such a big thing of Lashon Hara, a big Sefer counting how many essays coming out. Like till now, this was not, of course, Chofetz Chaim, but we knew the Chofetz Chaim. This was, Chofetz Chaim was on his first forum. He was young. And if not this Ger Rebbe, you should know, who made the Chofetz Chaim big? The Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes. He got the hold of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim saw, but used to go travel around the cell. The other Gedolim, the great people, the simple people, the Amcho, well, didn't appreciate Chofetz Chaim. Well, against us, that's the other Sefer. But great people, makes a big issue of Lashon Hara. He discovered America, takes a thing, so became the vanguard, right? Of Lashon Hara, makes such a big thing. Well, it was put down. Imre Emes, he read it. And he wrote a letter to the Talmud, to all the Hasidim. He had tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Hasidim in Poland, the Ger Hasidim. He said, I read the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, and I felt a gewaldige te'elus, a big, it helped me, a gewaldige improvement to me, into memorize me against Lashon Hara, and therefore I made myself, I learned every day Chofetz Chaim, and all of a sudden, thousands of Hasidim started buying Chofetz Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim became big. It's another thing. Who advertised the Chofetz Chaim? Who put Chofetz Chaim on the pedestal? Who put him in the bookshelves? It was the Imre Emes. You know, that was a chutzpah of the Chofetz Chaim. It was a chutzpah of the Gush. It was a chas v'sholem. It wasn't the. It was guts. Take it as a chutzpah is guts. That's guts of the Gush. You have to come out today with a certain. And there's a certain resistance to that. There's a certain resistance to that. When the Balatani came out in his times of putting down his closest friends, the Talmid of Mezir Shemaga, they attacked them, they opposed them. It's chutzpah, it's guts, taking Divan and Kimchan, taking such a beautiful, sensitive things of Hasidus, of Kabbalistic things, and bring it down to simple layman, simple people, simple language, and freeze it up. But this was already the beginning of the times of Mashiach, of chutzpah yazge, and the Torah came down with chutzpah. This is the pisul azim shebeumos. Askanama, we are strong. We have a lot of guts. Guts is chutzpah. What we have to use is in chutzpah to the Gedusha. Obviously. Now, where is the busha today? Let me tell you, I'm not embarrassed of you at all. I have busha. I'm embarrassed of myself. And sometimes my personal embarrassment makes me to become a chutzpah to you. Busha can never be unloaded. The difference is between the style of busha, the way it was introduced, the instrument of busha, the way it was used 100 years ago, 500 years ago, and the busha which you use today is that once the style of busha was for the outside, and there was neglect because of death in the inside, for Mashiach come, and Emes dominates, and Chutzpah is available. So where is Busha coming in? The Busha comes in the inside to you, and the Chutzpah uses the outside. The more you are embarrassed in you, and you can't follow the trend, yes, the trend steps you here, steps you there, steps you there, but you are embarrassed for you to do it, because you learned, you understood, and the truth came into you, and you get self-embarrassed. And because you get self-embarrassed, you have to oppose the trend of the people, and therefore you get chutzpah to go against it. You know why you have chutzpah from the outside? Because you're embarrassed in the inside. You can't face yourself in the mirror, therefore you take chutzpah from the outside. So the chutzpah yazgeh of today is no way eliminating busha. It's the word is busha. Be embarrassed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be embarrassed of yourself. So you can't be real mechutzah. A mechutzah, a Amalek is a chutzpah in the inside and the outside. There's no bushes. To take today the secular people, that's the difference. The difference is between the anti-establishment of the secular anti-establishment is because there's no bush. A bush has been thrown away. The work of the liquid, they have no bush for themselves, they have no bush from the outside. And therefore, all this anti-establishment, those pacifists and everything, they did the ugliest thing personal for it. They were not tithers and everything, there was total pursuance. But in turning the chutzpah, in turning the anti-establishment is, take the beautiful gift of Busha Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you and use it. Be embarrassed of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Be embarrassed of yourself. Face yourself. And more Busha you're going to have for yourself, you automatically will be forced to have more chutzpah on the outside. You couldn't care less what you tell about me because I'm embarrassed. I can't go on living like that. So there's no contradiction between Busha and chutzpah, the hepach. Busha produces Azaz the Gedusha, produces chutzpah on the outside. If you're embarrassed inside, you have to be chutzpahing outside. Not to you're not be embarrassed of anyone who would make fun of you. Today everyone makes fun of you if you want to go into Tzadik. And say, every Baal Tshuva has these two elements. Why do you become so Tshuva? He says, I can't do what I used to do. I'm embarrassed. Whom are you embarrassed? You're embarrassed of Hashem. You're embarrassed of yourself. So what do? You work, you turn against your parents, you turn against society. So at the bottom, come a chutzpah. So listen, you say, that's more than a religious hippie. You know, it's against the bed. You know, what are you doing? Well, he's a hippie. But why is he hippie? Because he's embarrassed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's embarrassed of himself. He's embarrassed of his own conscience. So the two elements go together. The biggest wonder is Shahat Ba'odam Alaboshes, it had been implanted in the man in nature, the Odam, it should be embarrassed of people. Baba Marsochanu, Tzalois, Vayoyes, and Marsochanu. We said all of them has been done because it should be embarrassed of people. But Ahot Ba'odam Alaboshes, but the Bush is not embarrassed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's embarrassed of people, but not of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order he shouldn't be Mukhrach. Now this is a very important thing. The whole reason the Bush, the way it was balanced, that he should be embarrassed of men, not of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it used to be, let's hope, because that's what, in order to give him Bechira. If the man would be embarrassed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not of people, he would have no Bechira. So therefore, in the old days, Busha was an important element. You should be embarrassed of people. This was a world of formality. A formality held him back from avoiding Hashem, because that was the Bechira. Because the more Hashem was obvious, he had to give him Bechira to get away from Hashem. So the embarrassment of the outside was the Bechira that you could go away from Hashem. Today that we're not fearing Hashem anyhow, so we don't need any more the outside Busha in order to keep us in Hashem, because structurally we're against Hashem. So we're not embarrassed to be against Hashem. So we don't need any more to Busha from. So that Busha has been reversed. That today we don't use Busha to be with Hashem, to be against Hashem. Now we need the Busha to be for Hashem. It's a very beautiful way how it structures. Today the Busha has to be reverted in a totally different area. We have to be embarrassed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ideas to know Mashu Nechom Adosso, and the more we know, the more embarrassed we are of Hashem. But our Tein Ashkafos and Gosein Yisrael, and our logic and our look and our Shkofer, which we look in inside and the outside, Moshe Omer HaKos, Boi should be called Midrachecham Beis Yisrael. Be embarrassed from your path Beis Yisrael. The more you're going to be embarrassed of your path Beis Yisrael, the more you're going to be able to serve Hashem. So in any way, in this case, the way we just explained now is the best beautiful explained. Why is today different opposite as we explained it to the form of Busha? Because once to be with Hashem was an absolute necessity, was a public pressure because Hashem was obvious. So what made you possible to become Chas Hashem Chalal Shabbos? You have to be Busha. You have to go against the trend. Today Busha is opposite. Today it's not a shame to be not a Torah person. So we don't need Emel Busha to keep you secular, but then we need Busha to come through.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.